good to be back after the birth of my son on the 31st of August. If we backtrack just a little bit, he was due originally on the 22nd, and then we waited and waited and waited, and finally said we're going to have to induce her, and so we went in on the 28th, and that started we started that process, and then the baby wasn't born until Saturday, and then we didn't go home till till Monday, and then those first couple days home are crazy. I mean, you were great. I said, hey, I'll come on and do a breaker with you, or I'll talk with you, or whatever. We talked about the 92 days of summer party, and you said, no, I'll just talk to you like Friday or something, and like you'd been there before or something. You knew that first week was
going to be crazy. Oh, yeah. The first several days after all that, when it's the – I mean, this is the first time for Taryn, and it's the first time for you in 20 years.
20 years, yeah.
So, yeah, it's a whole new thing.
And some of the people that came over to visit John have kids of their own, and yet they would not hold the baby. Like our friend Joe, he's got two beautiful kids. It's 16, 17 years old now or something. But he's, no, that's okay. And he wouldn't, he just, I don't know, it trips him out to hold a baby that small.
You know what, I remember this. It's the securing of the head. It's how do I hold so the head doesn't, and, you know, there's a way, obviously a way you got to hold, how do I prop the head? I don't want to touch it.
Yeah, well, I mean, when my sister, my sister Karen, she doesn't have kids of her own, and so... I put some pictures up, Brad KISM on Instagram, and then Brad and John at KISM on Twitter. But you can see the way my sister's holding Barrett that she's not really sure what to do. You know, it just looks like she's a little uncomfortable with it. And my son, who doesn't have kids yet, thankfully. At 16 years old, he's got the help of one of those boppy pillows, so the kid's kind of resting in that boppy pillow kind of thing, and so he still doesn't look like he's comfortable. But even Joe, who's in his 40s or something with kids of his own, is like, nah.
Yeah, but aren't
it's
they
strange? Like, you know,
he weighs what, 8 pounds?
Yeah,
he's eight. Barrett weighs 8. Isn't his head like 7 of it? I mean, when they're at that age,
they say like a third of his body.
Yeah.
Is like, the
so
size of the head.
You're just afraid that you're not holding it the right way, and head's going to fall off if I don't hold this right. You know?
And so it's been great to have people come over. Just the generosity of family and friends with the food. You know, just making meals for us. That part's been great. So we haven't really got into the real world yet. You know, of like trying to. You know, today was my first day back, so everything's kind of been in this little bubble for a while. All the food's been taken care of, they've had help and all that kind of stuff.
And you guys haven't really gone too many places with the baby yet.
No, we've gone to a couple of appointments, like his circumcision appointment on Monday, or whatever that, yeah, I think it was Monday. And neither one of us could bring ourselves to go into the room with the baby.
When that went down?
I don't know. I didn't want him looking at me. I didn't want him like, why are you doing this to me?
Yeah.
I didn't want him bonding my face with that moment. Like, you know, you put me through this or something. You know, and it's weird because that diaper's coming on and off all the time. And so that's just.
That's the main thing.
Careful there. But and the dogs. It's funny with having a couple dogs. They are so tame and so timid around the baby. You know, they instinctively know. They're just very quiet and they tiptoe around and you can kind of tell that they.
Well, what about the goats? How are the goats around the baby?
They don't care. We might have to. Rid of Boo Boo. I mean,
this is a guy who's been causing trouble for a while now.
Boo Boo is, you know,
we tried to put him in school and he's not behaving.
He wouldn't. Yeah, we haven't. Those two have not met too much just yet because we haven't walked around too much outside. I mean, with you know some of the rain and everything, it was pouring down rain the last couple of days. But we did have a photographer come over yesterday and do a couple outfit changes and a couple first pictures and stuff. It was cool. We got out a bunch of the Rush vinyl that we have and put all the album covers around him and then had him in a little Rush onesie with like 7 or 8 different Rush albums. And then we put on our tie-dyes and stuff, and he's got like this little tie-dye diaper cover deal and a little dancing bear, Grateful Dead dancing bear. And I had on the tie-dye that you got me from the 50 Fare Thee Well shows.
Yeah.
And Taryn had hers on, so we took some Grateful Dead photos and stuff that were pretty cool. A little football, and the photographers, those people really have a special gift. When they're taking pictures of babies and 2 or 3 outfit changes and in between feedings and the patience it must take. And the little setups where, like, you know, we try not to use like a binky too much or anything, but like if they're just, if he's fussing like crazy, we'll give it to him, he'll calm down. And then you pull it from him and take a couple quick pictures before he starts freaking out again. And so I think we got some good ones of those. And one last thing I was thinking about, John, with coming back and we have the Ultimate Fan Cave to give away with a 65-inch television from Judd and Black. I almost feel weird because we have this, when we're sitting in the television room, we have a small living room. And so it's a pretty big television in a small living room. And you're sitting there, and the glow from the television is like basking on his face, you know? Yeah. It's like his face is blue from the light of the television. I'm like, this can't be healthy, you know? We can't be, you know, it's like almost like I don't want to be in that room with him. Does that make sense?
This is the beginning of the this can't be healthy for my kid kind of thing that you probably forgot that you went through that phase with your first kid 20 some odd years ago. Now you're going to be going through it again, where like every little thing you're going to be, this like, can't be healthy for
him. It all goes through that prism.
We can't have this in this world.
So, I mean, I'm just trying to watch the football game or something. I'm like, I almost want to turn him around so he's not facing the screen or something, or put up like the back of his little,
if that's the way you're thinking about your TV right now. Boo Boo the Goat has no chance.
Not a chance.
He is not making the team. He is going to be getting cut very soon.
He's going to get bounced out of there, maybe.
Let's just bring him down to Judd and Black Appliance in Bellingham on Friday morning, and the first person who wants him win a goat.
Yeah. More Brad and John next.
Man, sorry about that.
KISM.